The Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA, has really shaped the role of the departmental level CIOs in recent months. But what about the bureau or component CIOs? Van Hitch is a specialist leader at Deloitte Consulting, a member of its Federal CIO Advisory Board, and a former federal CIO himself. Writing for Federal Times, he laid out three critical aspects that define the new roles under FITARA. Van, good to have you on.
Hey, Tom. It's good to be with you.
All right. So did the non-department level CIOs, those dozens of bureau level CIOs, do they kind of get kicked out of their jobs with this FITARA? What should they be doing?
You know, Tom, I heard that a lot during the kind of evolution of FITARA. But I actually think, you know, now that FITARA is here, it's real, I think component CIOs can really use FITARA to their advantage in helping to make sure that they're getting the best IT capabilities for their dollars at the component level also. And so I think it really would pay off for the component CIOs to become very familiar with FITARA. I believe there is a slowdown of kind of the responsibilities and the accountabilities that are in FITARA for the department CIO to the component CIO, and I certainly think they can use that to their advantage.
And so what should they be doing? How can they take advantage of it without running afoul of the department CIO?
Well, first of all, one of the things that FITARA does, it actually, you know, binds the component CIO closer to the department CIO. There is now an official direct reporting relationship that is new. The federal CIO is now responsible for helping to select component CIOs when that's necessary, and certainly for a key component of their evaluation. So that's one thing about FITARA that really binds the two together that the component CIO needs to be aware of. Also, FITARA is a outwardly important aspect for enterprise IT. It basically makes the point that enterprise IT is a good thing, and that component CIOs, the way they can take advantage of that is by advocating for it. They basically, in the past, I think many component CIOs spent a lot of their time on emails and communication systems, collaboration, administrative things, and that has taken a lot of the dollars that they had at the component level for those kind of things. Well, what FITARA does and what the department level CIOs want to do is to make that kind of a enterprise solution. And component CIOs can certainly help them do that. In some cases, I think it's fair to say, and there's some good examples around the federal government, where the department CIO would look to the component CIOs and say, okay, what's the best we have here in the department? It's not necessarily at the department level. It might be at one of the larger components. So I think it's one thing is to take off their component hat, put on their department hat, and work with the department CIO and figure out what are the best enterprise solutions. Another thing is to if they can actually free up some of their time and dollars on these administrative systems, it would allow them to spend more time on component-specific mission systems. And I think that would be really important and something that, frankly, they haven't been involved in enough. I think it's important that they get involved in all the major IT projects that are going on in their component, and this and FITARA would help them do that.
Sounds like a ladder that really goes in both directions, in other words.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then one final thing, Tom, is the implementation of FITARA across the department is a big deal, and it's going to take a lot of effort in order to make and goodwill in order to make that happen. So I think the component CIOs can really become a go-to resource for the department CIO. There are something called assignment lists. The department CIO is supposed to have visibility and responsibility for approving the IT budget, the IT spend, IT contracts. But in order to do that, the FITARA allows for something called assignment list, where the department CIO identifies the key people in the department that they would allow to work within the processes that the department CIO has set out and approve those things on behalf of the department CIO. So I think it's a natural for component CIOs to fit in all of those assignment lists. I think that's a good thing.
There's components and there's components. I mean, you've got the FBI from Justice Department, IRS within Treasury, the FAA Air Traffic Organization within Transportation, so some NIH, some really big components that are almost as big as some departments. And so many of these component CIOs command greater dollars and a greater portfolio of projects, perhaps even than the department CIO. And so how does that dynamic work? I mean, they would still retain that, correct?
Well, they would, but the department CIO has the responsibility for approving all those things. So I think it's a natural thing to draw the CIO of the IRS or the CIO of the FBI closer to the department CIO in helping to make sure that they're aware of the things that are being worked on from an IT perspective and that they have confidence in that CIO to act on their behalf, because ultimately the department CIO is responsible and accountable for all IT spend. So they really have to have this really great relationship in order to make that work at these large departments. And another thing, as I mentioned before, who's to say that what the email system that's working at the headquarters level of the department is the best email system in the whole department? It may be the one at one of these large components. Who knows? So I think it's incumbent on the component CIOs to work with the department CIO to figure out what is the best solution and then to go with that on behalf of the whole department and to be an advocate for it. So I think that's a natural way to draw some of these, especially these large component CIOs, to in a closer relationship with the department CIO. One other thing is just last week they started these congressional hearings on scorecards, department level scorecards for CIOs, implementation of FATARA. And these are really important. They get a lot of visibility. They make the trade press. Sometimes they make the national press. These are very important. So it's really an important item on the agenda of the department CIO. This component CIOs need to be aware of that and need to work with them. How do we make sure that our scores appropriately represent where we are as a department and something that we can stand by and something ultimately, hopefully, we will work our way into be very proud of how we're implementing IT at the department as well as the component level.
And so far it's been the reverse of Lake Wobegon. Everybody's below average, and maybe some of these steps can help get everyone above that curve.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that when I actually attended the hearing last week, Tom, and one of the things as they were going over it really drew me back to my early days when I was at the Department of Justice and FSMA was being implemented. And it's very much the same thing. The initial scores were very, very low. I know when I first came into the department, I inherited a score of a D-minus that, you know, we got shortly after I arrived in IT security. So I use that as something that I could leverage to make sure everybody understood how important it was, and I really got behind our IT security program and worked with a lot of the other executives in the department to really improve it significantly, and we ultimately wound up as an A. So I think these kind of scoring mechanisms, these scorecards, can be a good thing in terms of placing the spotlight where appropriate, giving visibility just by the openness and the transparency of the process to help improve IT. And my hope is that these FATARA scorecards will do that. They start out pretty low, and that was recognized in the hearing last week. But it was not. It was also very openly stated that we do not intend to use these initial scores as a cudgel against these departments. This is just a baseline. This is a starting point. The idea is we want to show improvement, and we actually want to get to where we want to be, and we want to use these scorecards and the transparency that's inherent in them to help us get there.
All right. Van Hitch is a specialist leader at Deloitte Consulting, member of its Federal CIO Advisory Council, and former federal CIO. As always, thanks for joining me.
Sure, Tom.